It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
So every Tuesday and Thursday, yes, we do the show Wants to Know at 8 o'clock, where you, the listener, can write in a dilemma that's going on in your life when it comes to relationships or weddings. No custody issues, nothing like that.
No, no, no.
No divorce settlements, nothing like that. Nothing heavy.
Who keeps the cat?
Right. And we'll read your dilemma on the air, and the listeners can sound off, and then we chat about it a little bit. And this time around, it's pretty lighthearted. It has to do with the things that you're wasting money on. So if you can immediately think of something, get ready to call us or text us at 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, the things you're wasting money on. Katie, read us the message.
Yeah, this is from Amy in Loveland, and she says, "Hey, everybody, love the show."
Oh,
and
hi, Amy.
Thanks, Amy. Yeah. She says she's a huge shopper. So her note goes on to say, "I'm constantly buying things I think are necessary, but my husband says it's not." Mm. I'm sure this is an argument all couples have, but we're constantly arguing over what I spend our money on. I get my hubby's point. There are times... Yes.
He-Man toys.
Oh. That's it, right? You're already. Oh, you're
just,
like,
I just wanted to say yes. Yeah. Yes, that's true. They do. We do fight as a married couple.
You do.
He-Man
over
toys.
He-Man toys.
Please continue. And,
well, hers is barbecue grills. That's the example that she gives us here. She's like, "I get my hubby's point. There are times that she'll buy a barbecue grill that's 75% off just because it's a good deal, even though they already have a gas grill. They already have that electric grill and a smoker at home." So she's like, "I think a $40 green egg grill is a steal of a deal, right?" I think so, too. But a great gift for someone, too. You pick that up, save it for Christmas, you know what I mean? You're the savior.
Kind of a waste of money.
That's what her husband says. We don't need, it could be $40 extra in our bank account. So she's like, "What do you think? Am I just a super duper shopper, or do I need to stop buying things that we don't need?"
She is one of those people that just can't pass up a deal, right?
Yeah.
Like, I see those people standing at the clearance rack at like Target and stuff, and they're just eyeing everything that's on there, and they're just coming home with a bunch of stuff that you'd... It's just going to sit there, you know. My mom did, bless her heart, she's probably listening. I won't go into too much detail. She went through like a Goodwill phase where she just was enjoying wandering into the thrift stores and seeing what they got. And what's going on. She'd come home with furniture.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
I know. Yeah, I told you this.
Entire dining room sets, you know.
My mom went through
$11.
The same thing. Like, she would buy chairs like it was, you know, meatloaf. Like, she would literally buy chairs with nowhere to put them.
Did you just say she'd buy chairs like meatloaf?
I don't know. It's the first thing that came to my mind. Like, but she would. She would buy chairs and just put them in her house. And there was like 10 chairs in the living room. I'm like, there's
no
a lot of places
here.
To sit.
Can't
a
pass up a deal.
We don't know
sit.
This many people.
I know. So it was just, it's so funny the things that people buy. I find myself buying things that I want to hold on for people for Christmas, but I can't hang on to them. And I call immediately. I'm like, "I have a present for you." Like, so I do that a lot.
But that's not really a waste of money, though.
Is
that's
it?
Like, I mean, you're buying it for a gift, for a holiday.
For no reason, though, because you're getting it on a Tuesday.
But then I give it to them randomly.
Oh, so this
I
is like in July.
Yeah, she doesn't sit on it.
Like,
yeah.
I save it. Or I buy random Nuggets things. Like, I found myself at Target last night, and there was a big, fluffy Nuggets bathrobe. I'm like, I don't need a bathrobe, but I kind of need a bathrobe, you know? Like, I
How many things have you put in your basketball purse?
Oh, so many things.
You wasted
money
on
that. It's getting used.
Yeah. I don't know.
You guys are wasting money on anything, 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Josh, what are you wasting money on?
I mean, it's the obvious. I buy a lot of Legos. It's the stuff that I couldn't get as a kid. I was like, well, now I have adult money, and I really want them. And, like, I don't play with them. You build them, and then they sit and collect dust. And then I also think, for me, like, one thing that you could buy really at any shopping spree you go on, fruits and vegetables. Like, I have such good intentions with food.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to eat these apples and these bananas and the salad, the lettuce. And then a week and a half later, I'm like, well, all right, to the trash can they go.
Yeah.
And I do that pretty much every week. It's a weekly thing for me.
100% that was going to be mine. Bag salad.
Oh,
like, you buy the bags of salad, be like, I'm going to have a little salad with dinner tonight.
Yep.
And they get shoved into the back of the fridge. And that's where they go to die.
Yeah.
And they freeze or something back there. And we waste so many bags of salad.
Oh, yeah.
A waste of money.
Yeah.
And avocados are up there, too.
Oh, my gosh.
You get the avocados, and they're ripe for roughly 45 minutes. and they turn into brown squish.
They do.
You know?
Yeah.
We've thrown away so many avocados.
Well, and I think I've convinced myself to not go shopping in a healthy mindset. I know I'm not going to eat it. Like, I can't go to the grocery store.
Mindset.
Yes, because when I go there, I'm like, I'm going to eat only green things this week. Mm. And then by Tuesday, I'm really sick of that plan. And then they all go to waste. So I try not to shop in a healthy mindset.
Yeah. No avocados for you.
No.
Amy in Loveland wrote in and said she's got a bit of a spending problem on things that are on clearance or on sale.
Yeah.
And she's basically wasting money on that stuff because they don't need anything. So what are you wasting money on? The calls are coming in like crazy. We've got Morgan, Chad, Jenna, Emily, and Rose on the line. Real quick, a couple messages that came in. Sammy spent $60 on a fancy heated cat bed.
Your cat loves you, though.
Angela spent $50 on a wooden toilet paper holder because it's rustic chic. She's like, I absolutely hate it now. It's ugly. Rustic chic.
Oh.
Hi, Morgan. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
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 So what are you spending money on? What are you wasting money on?
I don't know about wasting because I'm trying to open up a thrift boutique, but vintage clothes. I come home with like four bags of trash bags full of like vintage clothes.
Like, where are you buying all this stuff? Like estate sales and...
Honestly, estate sales, yard sales, thrift stores, like Nebraska.
You go to Nebraska for old clothes?
Yeah, those people don't even know what they're throwing out.
Sure.
You know, in Denver, they're like, oh, this is like worth hundreds of dollars. And Nebraska, it's like $7.
No way.
Absolutely. You make a really good point, because when I lived in North Dakota, the church downstairs had a thrift store, and all the old ladies would bring like their coach purses and everything, and you could get them for like, $10. And when you normally spend hundreds of dollars on these things.
Dang, and now you can flip them. No problem.
100%. Yeah. I know I told the world, so.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for giving away your secret, Morgan. That's a good one. You be careful out there, all right? Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Thanks, Morgan.
Bye. Chad.
Good morning. How is everyone?
We're good, Chad. How are you today? You doing all right?
I'm doing great. Just moving along in this snowy traffic.
I know, buddy. Be careful. Be careful. All right. What are you wasting money on?
So my wife and I have an unhealthy obsession with jigsaw puzzles.
Oh,
we probably have a couple hundred between the two of us.
Wow.
They're not cheap. I just bought Knick Knack a puzzle for her birthday. It's like a vintage, it's a girl's bedroom, but from like the aspect of the 80s.
Okay.
So it's got all these 80s posters and toys and everything. That puzzle was like $30. And it was like 1,000 pieces. They're expensive.
Oh my gosh.
I had no idea. I don't buy a lot of puzzles. Have you added all yours up, Chad?
Over the year, I don't have a concrete number. Over the years, I know we've had a couple hundred. Like, we keep a lot of puzzles, but my wife also works in school, so she's brought them into her school's library before for kids to do in the library and things like that.
I totally thought you were going to say that you were stealing them from the school. I thought you were going to flip-flop that.
The problem is, if you steal them from the school, they're probably missing pieces. And point,
and they got
like,
boogers all over them.
Exactly.
Chad, you be safe on the roads. We appreciate you calling, man. Have a good day.
Thanks, Chad.
Will do. Thank you all.
Bye,
appreciate
Chad. Jenna.
Hello.
Hi.
So what are you wasting money on?
So I don't shop at Walmart very often, but whenever we go and I go to the clearance item, even if it's like the ugliest shirt, if it says $1, it ends up coming home with us.
Hey, and it's like one of those shirts that maybe you just wear to sleep in or, you know, do chores in.
Or it's hung up for 6 months before I throw it away.
Or it's that.
So how many wolf tees have you bought from there then?
Right, exactly. Wolf tee with the 80s background.
You wear those. Right. You don't keep those in the closet.
My kids, that stuff is coming back. It's
it is.
So weird.
Oh, yeah.
We should all get wolf t-shirts, you guys.
Wolf tee Wednesday?
Yeah. We'll get pictures. Epic.
I know, you just started something.
That's all Jenna.
Good.
Thanks for the inspiration, Jenna. Be safe out there.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Emily. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Welcome to the show. So what are you wasting money on?
Spending. Not wasting, spending.
Spending.
What are you spending money on?
Walmart. am I allowed to say that? They have their Halloween stuff at 75% off.
Okay. Yeah. I was just in there getting windshield wipers, and I was perusing the 75% off.
Yeah.
I was like, do I need a werewolf blow up? Yeah. I think I do.
Kinda.
I did.
Did you get the werewolf blow up?
Did you? The inflatable?
And the Scooby-Doo one, the pumpkin one.
Yes.
I don't even know if you're going to have room in my yard.
Well, just put them up in the house then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, enjoy it.
But I am going back tomorrow because they said they're going to mark it down to 90% off.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
can you take your receipt in and get the difference? Take your receipt in. Get the difference.
I'll just go get more stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Two werewolf inflatables.
Put it in your neighbor's yard.
Yeah, there you go.
Emily, you're funny. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Emily.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
I saw all that clearance stuff. Yeah. I was eyeing it. I really was. But I was like, do I want to store all this?
Gosh, I don't even have a yard to put it in right now and I want one.
They were out of the Halloween candy, though. The candy was marked down, too.
Oh, I'm sure that goes quick.
Fatty doesn't need that. Hi, Rose.
Good morning.
Hi, Rose. What are you wasting money on?
I bought a set of stainless steel sporks.
Oh, that is classy. That's really classy.
Sporks? Like spork? Spoon and fork.
Yeah, the knife. Yep, correct.
When are you going to use that?
I use them quite often, but it's always a dilemma around home because he said you're wasting money on that. So in the silverware drawer, it's fine. Uh-huh. But when they come back out of the dishwasher again, here we go again.
You get the same fight every time he sees.
Is that
them.
Like? Yeah, is that like when you have company? You're like, bring out the fine silver stainless steel sporks.
The
is that what you do?
Sporks.
The classy sporks.
There you go. Yeah, sure. Decorate them.
Thanksgiving's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Less dishes.
You can poke and scoop. Yeah. Poke and scoop, Rose.
For the lumpy gravy. Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Rose. Be careful out there, all right?
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll have one more. We didn't get a chance to get the name. Hi, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Sarah.
Hi, sweet Sarah. What are you wasting money on?
My husband. I wrote in about the candy. Yeah, no, I'm opposite of the gal that wrote in because my husband has been suspended from the store a few times because he just can't go in and come back with what's on the list. No, it's the worst. It's the worst.
It's the worst.
So you have said you can no longer shop.
Yeah, I've said you can't go back to the store again for at least a couple of weeks.
That's amazing.
So what kind of stuff is he buying?
I don't know. Like, he sees something and he's just like, oh, we could use that. And I'm like, in what world can we use that? Why? Why?
I just don't understand.
That's
such a guy thing. Like, at some point, I'm going to use this.
I'm helping.
Set of barbecue tongs, you know? But we have 8 pairs already. How many steaks can you flip?
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.